It used to be that high school or college students got many of the summer jobs, waiting tables, lifeguarding, or cleaning pools at vacation spots across the country. But in Florida, California, and along the East Coast, resorts and hotels are hiring far more seasonal immigrant workers. NPR's Chris Arnold visited Provincetown at the tip of Cape Cod and filed this report.
An eclectic stream of vacationers moves along Provincetown's main street. Muscled gay men ride by on bicycles, ringing their bells at the families and children with boogie boards clogging the road. You'll find here great art galleries, Portuguese kale soup, and four-wheel drive surf casting excursions. It used to be that most of the seasonal jobs at the shops and resorts here went to American college students, but not anymore.
It's a bunch of us here from the Czech Republic. It's probably more than 100 people from the Czech Republic, and I don't even know all of them.
26-year-old Milan Babinek is a student from the University of Economics in Prague. He's working as a poolside waiter at the Provincetown Inn. In recent summers, thousands of foreign students, many from Eastern Europe, have descended on Cape Cod looking for summer jobs. Student travel programs help them line up visas. But Babinek's work schedule is a lot different from the days when American students would work part-time and hang out on the beach. He's working days at the pool and nights at a bar stacking cases of beer, a total of 70 hours a week, and he's hoping to save $7,000 or $8,000.
It's probably what the people in Czech Republic make per average, like per year.
You can make a whole year's wages by working really hard.
Yeah,
summer.
Then I can stay at a university and I don't have to work so much. But I have like 5 or 7 very good friends here with me, so at the end of the summer I will have a feeling like it was a well-paid holiday for me because I'm working at the pool.
The Provincetown Inn's manager, Gary Knopp, says one reason resorts like his are hiring more foreign workers is that the summer tourist season is getting longer, stretching through September.
In the past, the high school and the college students would come and work for the summer and then go back to school. The problem that the resorts, the hotels, the small inns have is that most of their seasons are extending beyond when those kids have to go back to school, so they're left with a large labor shortage.
The foreign students can usually stay later, as can older seasonal workers who come to Cape Cod from Jamaica. So Knopp says many employers prefer to hire them. Also, some resort managers say compared to the foreign workers, the American students could be less than reliable, some being more interested in vacation and partying than showing up for work. In the kitchen, some of the 18 Jamaican workers at the inn don't pull any punches on that point. 62-year-old Sonia Anderson was the first Jamaican to be hired here back in 1989.
That's what brought Jamaicans here to work. Because it was a crisis in the town. When I started working here, it was college kids, and when people come to check in, they would send them to the rooms. The rooms would be there uncleaned. Or they work their first paycheck and they never come back. When they are to show up to work, they don't show up because they are drunk. Some line in the passage, they are drunk, and they lost a lot of business that way.
Many of the Jamaican workers have families to support back home, so it's a sacrifice to come here for 4 to 6 months. That is, unless they bring their family with them. Anderson's brought over her son, who works as a cook. Over the years, the head housekeeper, Georgette Bent, has found summer jobs for 20 of her Jamaican family members and friends. Recently, though, Bent says the cost of housing makes things harder. Vacationing families now spend upwards of $2,000 to rent a small house for a single week, and that's pushed up rents for the workers, too.
We need more affordable houses, oh my, especially for the seasonal workers. The rent is terrible, you know. So some of them, even though they will come over here to say they would want a little money, some of them, it doesn't work out because of the rent, you know.
The Provincetown Inn offers staff housing for about half the going rate in town, where most workers who aren't as lucky have to pay $125 per person per week. And even then, they're often packed 4 or 5 into a motel room. This year, more than 4,000 foreign workers registered with the Social Security offices on Cape Cod. That's just workers showing up here for the first time, and it was more than there were jobs for, in part because of a cold and rainy start to the summer.
There was no work. Business was terrible. The accommodations that they had rented, they couldn't pay, so a lot of them left.
Standing on the beach, Candy Collins with the Provincetown Chamber of Commerce says things got pretty bad. She says this summer the whole town had to chip in with churches and families taking in Irish, Bulgarian, and Czech students.
I had a couple of girls come in and they couldn't afford their place and they were crying and I said, oh, okay, I'll take you home. And I took them home and they spent three nights with me and there was a young man that came in and wanted to take a shower because he'd been living under a rowboat on the beach because he had lost his place to live. No shower, no money to eat. He was hungry. It was like, what do? You know, your heart goes out to him. You say, hey, all right, I'll help you out.
You're living under a rowboat. I guess the times are tough.
Yeah.
The State Department of Labor helped find jobs for about 100 such seasonal workers on the Cape this year. You might wonder whether all these foreign workers are taking jobs away from Americans, and you will hear an occasional grumble about that. But the regional head of the State Division of Employment and Training says he does not see evidence of it. He suspects these days mostly it's the cost of housing that's keeping the U.S. college students away. This year his own son came to the Cape to look for a summer job, but when he saw how high the rents were, he turned around and got work at a gas station in his hometown. Chris Arnold, NPR News.